This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, straight to the people. We're scrapping football today, and I owe JP an audience here. JP, sorry about the extra hold time. What's on your mind?
No worries, Mike.
Welcome. So what do you make of all this?
So I've looked into it a bunch. From what I've seen, is it all started with the conversation between Wojo and Goff before the NFC Championship game about, and it was the back and forth where, hey, you got great players, but essentially the 49ers have more household name players.
Which is true.
And that's where a lot of it started from.
So do you view that as negativity? Because Wojo's a puppy dog.
No.
And
he's more like a kid.
And I think the important part that Goff puts it is that sometimes the media relishes the negativity. And he wants the media to start holding him to a standard of being, they're not underdogs. These are the team that should be competing for divisions every single time, that they should be, you know, it's playoffs or it's definitely a wasted season. It's NFC Championship game or we didn't do so
but
well.
You,
it's
JP, bowl, hold on, though.
Almost a bowl as well.
JP, you do understand the delicious irony in what you're saying then. Because if he wants that, what he's essentially asking for is Philadelphia, Boston, or New York, or Chicago.
He's embracing negativity.
Right.
He wants it.
JP, I'm not coming at you here. I'm saying that if that is truly the intent, that it is this idea of raising standards, well, then you do understand when you fall short of the raised standard, you get your ass ripped. And that's negativity.
That's understandable. And you can be honest about the team falling short. And Mike, I have to admit, I have loved the swap from, you know, I want the Lions to show me something to the Lions have shown me something. And I've really enjoyed that switch, and it's been really fun listening to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like what Goff wants is, this is not the same with Lions. This is not an underdog. This is not just a team that's going to, you know, we're going to be a flash in the pan, like some of the Jim Caldwell eras where we show something one year and next year we fall
apart.
And
I agree 1,000% with you. All I'm saying is, like, JP, I'll give you an example. So when you arrive at this point, Rico, I think you'll agree with me here. When you arrive at this point, now we're going to do something we've really never been able to do with the Lions. We are going to now microanalyze quarter by quarter, half by half, game by game. And that also will be viewed as negativity, where I guarantee you, JP, we'll be talking and maybe the team slips up and they fall to 3-2 and they lost a game they shouldn't lose. Because we think so much of them.
No, yeah, think about it.
It'll be negativity.
We've already done that because we're going to go possession by possession. Hey, maybe you should have kicked the field goal instead of going for it. No, but that's what you do with good teams, is everything means something because you have higher expectations. And it's not just, well, we played a good game and I thought they were going to embarrass themselves, but they didn't.
And I think, like, that's a major point. Like, it's going to be, the standards are going to be raised. And I think the part that I like is that it's not, I think what Goff was trying to get away from is the relishing in the negativity.
Yeah,
instead of being like, "Oh, this team is bad," let's just that's how we're going to ask all our questions. Like,
okay,
we don't need.
Yeah, and
like
look,
that.
JP, I'll tell you this: I'm not speaking for anybody else. This is a me thing. If you think as a radio host, and I'm not accusing you of this, JP, I'm saying it does not help my business in the least for teams to be in continuum.
Bruh.
It does nothing for us. We just did a show yesterday. I am begging our baseball team to be relevant because they have given us, me, we, you, nothing in a decade.
Because when they win, it's good for business. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, and it's great because you want to watch the games. You want to engage the listener base.
Right. I mean, a friend of mine works at another radio station. She was like, "I'm glad the Lions season is over so I can get my listeners back because you guys care. Detroit cared. They wanted to hear about the Lions because they were winning. It wasn't, oh, my goodness, draft talk. It was, oh, my goodness, Super Bowl talk."
Right.
I mean, the one thing that was always taboo in this city, we were able to talk about it last year.
And we're going to talk about it all summer.
And not get laughed at. Because if you said Lions and Super Bowl, it would be chair. It would be no. It would be all of those things. But now, I said after they beat the Chiefs in game one, you know what? We can start saying Super Bowl and Lions, and I think we got to embrace this. And guess what happened? We did.
I picked them to beat the Chiefs. So
you did?
I know Jared is not talking about us.
Oh, you know, that Mike Vallini. No.
Oh, what? I don't care. What? Say, no, no. Hey, publicity. Thanks, Jared. I believe. Oh, listen. I know. Look. I believe in my heart I should be able to invoice Jared Goff when he gets his new deal. I am a driving force behind Jared getting paid. I think it is only fair to grab about 2% of that. It's just my viewpoint. No one has been more of a driver of the sign Goff bus than me. Now, you want to talk about when he first got here and breaking balls about, "I have these tiny hands." He does. Sure it's why does. He fumbles. Yeah. They're small. That's not. It's just real. I have a big head. It's real. You want to call in and say it looks like a Zeppelin. What am I going to say? It's not a big deal. Dave Craig had small hands. He was a good NFL quarterback. He fumbled a ton. I don't know what to do. That's how far of a reach you would have to go to. Let's go to Dewan. He's up. Oh, do I have time? Yes, yeah. I do. Dewan, welcome aboard. How are you?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm all right. You guys already said who it was. It was Cookies, man.
You think
because
so?
I'm positive because Cookies is the only one who's been hammering Goff for the past 2 years. Yeah, it ain't just... This 1 year, Cookie's been on Goff head the whole time, even with the money talks. He don't want to pay him. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I said he don't want to pay him. Cookies don't want to pay him. That he had a whole show about not paying Goff what they wanted to pay him. For real, it's Cookies. And if you think about it, if you listen to the audio again, he almost referred to one person at the end of
but,
it.
But what it's they're cookies. What they're saying is this was a Wojo thing. When you remember the pre-interviews headed into San Francisco,
Wojo asked a question going, hey, you know, San Francisco's got a lot of stars and you're the underdog. And it, like, that's the genesis of this reaction. That's ironic as hell.
That was Wojo and Coach K's kid.
Right, if they morphed. But like, to
yeah, but Wojo has never really downed Jared Goff,
no,
even though he
never
had his way. But Cookies has. I'm telling you, Cookies is the only
Cookies
one
did.
On this show.
Okay.
That talks about Jared Goff. That's who he has.
So
to
basically,
be
we get to blame Cookies for why Goff's mad. And for why the Wings lost last night. Everything is Jim Costa's fault.
Yeah, it's Costa. It's old Costa, man. I love him, but yeah, he pissed off Jared Goff a little bit.
Perfect. All right, Dewan says, F Jim Costa. I lie. That's great.
All right.
Dewan, appreciate you.
Who's we?
No, I said he. It's perfect. Look, it's fun. Because I've never... I don't know. It doesn't offend me. Athletes are supposed to believe the media is negative. You know, they're not. It's like certain products are not meant for you. Best way I can put it. Certain products are just not meant for you. You know, if you're an athlete, I don't know why you'd ever care what the media says. Now, if you're in a town like Philly and they're going at your family and stuff, that's a whole different thing.
Right.
If you're in a town like Philly and your kid gets hit with a battery, you know, because they're animals in Philly, hey, different. C.J. Gardner-Johnson got his car stolen from the link in a playoff game. All right, now, hey, you crossed some lines. Mm-hmm. But that's the same town that booed Santa Claus.
Same town that has a judge at in the stadium, right?
There is a jail in the link, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're not going to just go. You know, we got a judge. We got a jail cell right in the basement.
Let's go ahead and process this right now. David, how about a few ticket techs, if you would?
Someone says, Jared, shut up. One winning season, J in the D. Another one says, Goff's comments are the equivalent to Georgia football, saying they are overlooked. Just a player making a chip for motivation, I guess.
Yeah, it's like the Warriors back a couple years ago going, nobody believed in a... You were the favorite. You won 60 games.
No, I like the Georgia football analogy. You know, it was us against the world because no one... What are you talking about? You went wire to wire. No one picked against you.
Generation of athletes are millennials and Gen Z, overly sensitive about everything. Jared, it isn't about you.
Yeah, let me ask, you know, I don't want to make it into the topic. I was sharing how my general viewpoint on athletes is. I do wonder if it affects people's ability to love the athlete versus love the team. Like I learned a long time ago, and part of it was this job. You got to let go of any of the fantasies. Like, these athletes are not your friends, and they generally don't care about you. So just root for the team. You're better off. Like, I do find, like, the Kevin Durants of the world and the Russell Westbrooks of the world, and if you want to go into the Kelce brothers, who are wholly insufferable, like, Draymond has done a lot of things to alienate. Like, it would impact my ability to root for that player because it is this state of constant aggrievement. And the average person can't even afford to go watch your games. And you're up here crying about criticism. And it's like, what are you doing? Just play. Yeah. Now, players can have opinions on lots of things. I just never thought it's very bright to get into a war with people that don't run out of ink or run out of air. It's kind of silly. Just play, man.
Well, you're like Draymond. You just go get your own podcast and you fight back.
That hasn't worked out well for him, Rico. A couple years ago, he was an MVP candidate level Hall of Fame player. All this has done is alienate fans. It has angered teammates. I
don't think you're looking at the bigger picture.
What's the bigger picture? Why don't you educate me?
Mike.
What's the bigger picture?
I think he knows. His career is coming to an end. He's already starting to work on career number two.
Oh, no, no. We're not done yet. No. He's coming here.
Oh, well, yeah.
That'll be Tom Goris's next time idea.
But that's when you know your career is over. when all of a sudden Iverson's picking you up at the airport. Hey, I just want to let you know that this is it. You still can turn around and get back on that plane.
It's like the movie Scrooged when Bill Murray gets shown his future from the ghost. It's Allen Iverson
right,
in a suit.
It's right.
Broke at a casino.
Bruh, you can turn around and get back on the plane and go right back to San Francisco. Don't do this. Just tell him, oh, you said Detroit. I thought you said Decatur.
Iverson trying to cross over, except he hit himself in the nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our version. Yeah. All right. Good talk. 97.1.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.